Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new friend. Keita Spach is with us. Keita is, she's a happiness expert. Have you ever met one of those? Well, I have, and I'm glad to meet another one. It's a pretty unique assignment, and she's also the author of Tipping Point of Happiness. That's her new book. She has others that she's written in the past, but this one's about happiness, and I'd like for her to join us and talk to us about this. Keita Spach, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here joining us all the way from Ottawa, Canada. And Keita, happiness is a word that is really, it means something really important, but sometimes it's kicked around. And the word, the true meaning of the word is hard to, for as I apply it to myself, as you apply it to yourself, we define it differently, don't we? So can you help us understand what happiness really is?
I sure can. First of all, Jim, you're right. Everyone's idea of happiness is different. In other words, what makes you happy is different from what makes me happy. And that's something that everyone needs to first know, because comparing yourself to somebody else and saying, well, gee, if I have that, or if I do this, if I do the same way as they, then I'll be happy like them. That's not the case. Happiness is something you find within yourself. Once you do that, you feel comfortable, you feel assured, and you just feel good in your own skin.
Well, happiness, it does come from within, but there are influences from without, aren't there, that impacts your happiness?
That's correct, and if we take that into the workplace, Jim, we can find that that does happen. In other words, and some of you may have already heard this expression or this statement, that we are most like the five people we hang out with.
Huh.
So if you just think now about the five people that are closest to you or you spend most of your time with, i.e., your fellow employees, then chances are that some of their attitudes, some of their behaviors, may rub off on you too.
Right. Well, that can be illuminating, or that can be interesting, or that can be scary, right?
Absolutely. It depends on, as I say, and I'll go back to the first premise, and you were talking about your next guest, which I find pretty interesting. Return on investment in an employee. What kind of employee is the best kind of employee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kind of employee that has a good attitude, a positive approach to life, probably will make for a better worker, a better employee than someone who does not have those characteristics.
I've said for a long time, hire for intelligence and attitude. You can teach them all the rest of the stuff.
What do you think? I agree totally.
Yeah, you can't raise their IQ, and if they're unhappy, you probably aren't going to make them happy. But if they've got experience, you can replace that. You can fix that. But you can't fix the other two, and so I agree with you. So you have seven steps for happiness. Talk to us about those. Why seven? Why do we need steps, and why seven?
Well, seven is, I guess, the lucky number. It's a number that serendipitously came out as I looked into the process. And basically, the first thing we're going to do when we're looking to see how happy or whether we can be happier is to shut out all the distractions, shut out all the noise that's out there, and find a quiet place, find a quiet time to really think about who we are and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in that examination, Jim, you'll find that you have a belief system. And those beliefs that you hold, whether they are beliefs from when you were a kid to beliefs that you've adapted now, some of those beliefs are good ones. Some of those you will find in your contemplation are things that you have to get rid of. You've either grown, you've grown up, you've
right.
matured, you've got different thoughts, And some of those belief systems may, in fact, be holding you back.
Now,
do you need to believe in something.
Do you say that to take this shut out, all the noise step, is that something you do once in your life or periodically to kind of check your position? Or is this something you should do every day?
I think, Jim, you could do this every day without giving yourself any injury. the big thing here is a timeout like this is crucial to assessing what's happening around you and what's happening inside you.
Right.
And it's only when you are in that particular moment that you are able to then say or think to yourself, am I happy? Is this thing making me feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Is that person lowering my energies or causing me to feel badly?
You know, Keita, when I turned 40, it was almost like something came over me. I didn't plan it, but I just started saying to myself, from here forward, I'm going to start gravitating toward things and people that make me happy and away from things and people who make me unhappy. And I've been trying to do that ever since. And without really trying all that hard, once I sort of established that as a goal, I've come pretty close to that.
Mm-hmm. You'll find what happens, Jim, as you are consciously choosing to be in situations and to be around people who are positive, then it goes from that, it multiplies in the sense that you'll find that you will unconsciously be attracting more of that kind
mm-hmm.
of person. In other words, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and if you find yourself with an employee that makes you unhappy or a boss that makes you unhappy, then I recommend moving on or allowing them to move on. What do you think?
I agree with you here. It's a very, very huge step. And I would counsel someone in this regard. If you know that that paycheck is necessary for a short-term need, then stay on until that short-term
right.
need or challenge is met. But then take that step, because your happiness is more important
mm-hmm.
than having a steady paycheck.
There's no question about that. Thank you for that. But no, you're right. Discretion is the better part of valor. You have to feed your family. But this is something we've been talking about recently, folks. If you remember, you know, the economy is improving, and so, you know, people are going to start looking around and saying, you know what, I think I can be happier somewhere else. They're going to start moving there, and I don't blame them. 20 after the hour, Keita Shpak is our guest. Her book is called Tipping Point to Happiness. It's available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.